Hello and welcome to the Michigan Business Network. You're listening to The Leaning Edge. I'm Deborah Leventrasser, your hostess for the next 6.5 minutes of airtime, where we love talking about lean principles and what they are and what they can do for organizations and for individuals. So next on our agenda today, we have Ms. Karen Ross. We've had Karen with us before and we loved her so much that we're having her on again. She is the co-author of The Toyota Way to Service Excellence with Dr. Jeffrey Liker. So Karen, thank you for coming back with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Deborah. It was a pleasure last time and I'm really excited to have this opportunity today.
So the last time we left this episode with Karen and Deborah, we were just beginning to talk about how lean can and should and does, but often doesn't, impact and influence the sales organizations. Now, those of us that know and love lean, obviously we know that it applies to the sales processes as well as the sales force. But it typically, in my experience, is an area that isn't always really open to lean. Now, why that is, it's a variety of reasons, right? It could be bad experiences, could be that they just don't like to think about process. It could be they've had a bad consultant. It could be a variety of reasons. So I want to hear your perspective, and I think our listeners would love to hear your perspective on how you think lean can and should apply to sales.
Deborah, first of all, that's a great question. You've given us a lot to think about in your question. So one of the things that I find when I work with manufacturing organizations is that sales sometimes thinks that, first of all, lean isn't going to give them enough creativity to work with. I think that they have a view of lean as being very prescriptive. They're going to have to follow some kind of standard work, which is going to give them a script.
Right.
Some kind of, system in which they're going to have to solve problems in a very specific way. And I think what they feel, unfortunately, is that it's not very customer-focused. And I think that's really a mistake in the way of thinking, because actually sales is a pivotal point for every organization, not because they are often the part of the organization that has face-to-face and touches the customer. Sales actually is an extremely creative position that should be going to every customer, really deeply understanding their needs, as is principle two in that Toyota Way to Service Excellence, and bringing back all of that information to the organization and saying, hey, this is what our customers want. We may not currently be able to do this for them, but let's actually find a creative way to do so, because we want to be able to satisfy each and every one.
And something you said is exactly what I've experienced in the past, is that salespeople, typically they see themselves as creative and they don't want to be structured. They don't want to be process driven. So we really have to struggle to show them what lean is and how lean can help them without structuring them too much, right? So is that something that you've come into contact with?
Yes, and actually I was just meeting with the CEO of a manufacturing company, and we sat down and he was talking and he said, I've been really struggling with thinking about, this whole creativity, the two could go together. And he said, what I finally realized is that when we actually use all of our lean principles, practices, and tools correctly, all of the things that are really routine, they just flow in the background. We have the structure that we don't have to think about so many of those things, and actually that frees up our time for our creativity. And I think that was absolutely the best way that he could put it, and that's absolutely true, that when your process is working properly and you are focused, you don't have to think about those things, so you can actually really focus on your customers and exactly what they need.
So how do you get over that hump, though? Let's say you're on the ground, right? You're on the ground talking with sales folks. Let's say it's a pharmaceutical company, could be a paper company, could be a car company, whatever the type of company it is. They're trying to sell something. So they see you coming. They see a lean consultant coming. How do you get over the preconceived notions that they already have in their mind of being structured and not allowing them to be as flexible as they want to be?
Okay, well, first of all, I actually don't believe that you can convince anybody of anything by talking to them. Talking at them, mm-hmm. people have to change their own mind through doing. So when I go to meet, and oftentimes I'm meeting, you know, with the national sales leader, and I'll just ask that person to tell me what are some of the, you know, difficulties that your sales reps are having. What are some of the mm-hmm. things that you feel are preventing you from making your, you know, sales quotas or whatever the KPI they want to hit is, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, we want to have more new business growth. And then when they start to tell me that, I will just say to them, have you ever considered maybe some visual management? You know, do you see this easily? You're talking to me, but I don't see anywhere where you could
right. You know, so it's sort of like a... sort of like a stealth way of getting some of those principles in without even maybe calling it lean. So you find the pain points and then you offer some ideas on how to fix those pain points. And I think that is, it's genius, and that's a great way to show that the principles really work. So Karen Ross, we are going to have to say goodbye again for the second time. I'm so sorry. We love having you on, but you are listening to The Leaning Edge, and I'll be right back.
Can't trace back the tears.